Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Yo, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, give it up for Puerto Rico's own Anuel Doble A. Am I saying it right? Or is it Anuel?
No, Anuel Doble A.
Now, dude, people, like when I first heard of you, I called you Anuel because you know in New York everybody's like I was like, oh, that's fire, Anuel But no, it's Doble.
Doble A.
What is the double A for?
I used to do that because it's like some dumb. I used to like when I that was when Twitter like just opened up. Got I was it. Trying to do this Twitter account. It wouldn't let me like do just Anuel. I had to put that all that. I tried to do it wouldn't let me neither. I had to put all that shit. Oh, my bad.
That's good.
You're trying. You're good.
Everything together and that's the only way they approved it. And I started to say in the songs because everybody used to tell me Doble A was good. This that.
So because it was your Twitter name, you were forced to do it on Twitter, and then people started copying, like just saying it in real life.
They called it that. And wow. I started That's to funny. Do, I used to use it in the beginning, like the second A, I used to use it like the pyramid.
Right.
With the I and that, I used to use it like that, yeah.
Anuel Doble A. If people don't know your whole story, I remember, you know, a lot of people got hip to you when you collab with Meek Mill.
Yeah.
On the English speaking side.
Yeah.
And that was right around the time you had just come home, right? You did some time.
Sure. Yeah.
Since then, I mean, you've had number one touring hits. You did the whole thing. Yeah. How much did that, you know, doing the collabs with English artists help your profile?
Yeah, it made me look bigger for real. You already know, like the Spanish industry been trying to work with the English industry like for decades now, and like 2017 it started. Like it's really like everybody see each other, not everybody but a lot of us, we can look at each other at the same level,
right?
So it's lit, it's legend. A lot of people worked a lot.
This
how
is
a lot did, of years for,
so how did you meet grow. How did you meet Meek, or how did that connection come together?
I met Meek because when I signed with Spiff. I signed with Spiff, and people used to think I was signed with Ross because Ross used to help me like that.
Meek
had just got signed. That's how I met Meek. I met Meek in a hotel. By the time he dropped, At the Ready or Not, Here I Come, like way back I met Meek. So when I came out, he just hit up Spiff and he sent him the song.
So how much did getting locked up slow you down? Because you had momentum before that, right?
Yeah, like. In Puerto Rico, I had like a momentum like for like 6 months in a row. I was like lit number one.
When are we talking about? What era? Like what year?
2006.
Okay.
At the beginning of the year, because I got locked up.
That 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
16 only lasted like 5-6 months.
Okay.
And I got locked up. But I don't know. God did something, because when I was in prison, I used to record a lot too. So when I was in prison, I probably had more than 60 songs recorded. So I could drop a song each month when I was in prison.
Right, so it kept the name.
Oh, yeah, so the legend, so the legend the grew because you were gone and the music was coming out.
I think
out.
That made it more like the hype be bigger and everything.
So were you already, give me the chronology, were you already with Spiff by the time that happened?
Yeah, I was with Spiff like...
How
like,
did you guys meet?
Like
and by the way, people don't know,
that.
Spiff is a guy who's behind the scenes with Rick Ross and lots of people. For years, he was a dude who was just with a camera everywhere.
He videoed all of that early video MMG shit.
Of Spiff TV, and then he's just had his hand in a lot of tons of business. And so how did you guys connect?
Nah, Spiff, I used to drop a lot of music, just freestyles on SoundCloud. And he just, I don't know how he found me, but he found me. He just reached out. And like in 2 days, they flew me to Miami. I was there with Ross, with Spiff. They wasn't playing with me no games, none of that. Like they always.
So it started building and getting big in Puerto Rico.
Like right away.
And then you got locked up while it was in the middle of building.
Yeah. Like, they used to see me big already in Puerto Rico without dropping music, because they used to see me with Ross a lot.
Mm.
And with Spiff. Spiff used to, they used to see me with The Weeknd, when The Weeknd was, like, starting, too.
Yeah.
So, in Puerto Rico, they used to see me really big before even, like, my music was popping. So that when my music started to, like, blow up, that helped me a lot, like to create, like, this gap between me and other new artists that a lot of people used to see me already bigger just because of that.
Well, I know. Let's go back, though, because I think that you're living the dream, right? But how did it start? How did your musical career start? And, like, how did you develop your relationship with, like, Ozuna? Like, how did that all come together?
Yeah, I started rapping, like, doing, like this records. Me, like, three more of my brothers. Like,
but dissing who?
Like, we was like 14, 13,
okay.
Yeah, 15. So that's how we really started. I used to record myself in my mama house. I just all of a sudden that idea got real. And I used to listen, I always used to, my mom from Chicago. Milwaukee and Chicago, right? So, and my dad, he's from Puerto Rico. So I always used to listen to English music because of my mom. So I used to listen more to Wayne, at the Drake, at the Ross, Young Jeezy, like everybody. So I used to see him. I used to be like, they all popping and they be talking about this, and this. What, like, I be living really what they be talking about. So in the Spanish music, nobody does this and nobody raps hip hop. So I used to see Wayne a lot because Wayne was, like, the biggest artist in the world back then. So I used to be like, if Wayne talking about this, I'm going to do the same thing. Spanish is going to work. And that's how I really started, like, doing, like, recording the Spanish trap music. And it started to work all of a sudden.
But you was really outside, though.
I was really, really, really outside, for real. I just never started recording. That's why, when I blew up, like, I only lasted, like, 5 months.
Right.
Each party I used to pull up, it was like if we was about to do something, I'm just literally trying to
get
sing.
Inside,
yeah, I'm just trying to get inside.
But
and
everybody
sing.
Thought you were showing up to start some shit.
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure back then.
Now, have you started moving different? Like, I mean,
yeah.
You got all the success now, but some people, the streets are still, you know, coattails.
Yeah, you already like. Everybody in Puerto Rico, everybody that know me know how I walk. Like, I move different. Like, when you start to get money, obviously, but you move different, and I'm moving smart, too. Like, that's something I learned, too. You live and learn. I thought I was a man in the streets. When I went to prison, I became a man for real. So, you just live and learn. I be moving like if I never left the streets, but I don't be getting caught up in nothing either. I be straight focused.
Right. And so you're music. Moving with your head on
a
swivel.
I just be moving like nobody. I don't be letting nobody like get close to me.
Right.
Like if somebody gets close to me, it's because I let them get close to me. So.
Your last album was 2020? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That was...
Yeah, 2020, yeah.
The Emmanuel album.
Yeah.
That was your last official album. Me and Rosenberg was going through the track listings.
Sheesh.
Dago, Bad Bunny, Zion, Farruko, Lil Wayne.
Travis Barker.
Dago's on here a couple of times. Your ex is on here a couple of times. Your ex is on here.
Yeah.
But the question is, for this new album that you're about to drop, what are the collaborations, can you tell us? And musically, are you trying anything different? Like, what should we expect?
Like, musically, it has a lot of trap music, but yeah, for the Spanish culture, yes, they got it. Yeah, it's a lot of different music because it's really focused on what I really like doing, and it's more like the hip hop music, like the hip hop world, the music,
club the records, English. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's club records, and not necessarily too like the English, like just like the. Wait, like, I want you to listen to that, but when you listen to it, like, it really has, like, the culture for real. Because, like, in the Spanish music, in the Spanish industry, like, the culture is not, like, it's not the same as hip-hop. Like, I really feel like maybe me, I'm alone I'm alone, like, really, like, being hip-hop in the Spanish community. Maybe me and one other rapper, too, but, like, nobody be repping it like that. Like, in the Spanish, they don't believe in the trap music like in English.
Right.
They,
you know, and when you're talking about hip-hop in English, trust me, the award shows, the mainstream TV, the big pop radio stations, they still don't want to play. There's records they still, and artists they still try to hate on, you know, that they don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because the numbers are there, and because, like, honest, keeping it real, there's the fans are there and the concerts are there, they got to come along anyway. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes because it pushes through because that's what the people want a lot of times. But trust me when I tell you, you know what I mean? That the kind of like what we call the household name, you know, the middle America, that's what they call it, soccer moms and all that shit. They still don't want their kids listening to what's really going on in the streets. You know what I mean? They still try to keep that music away from certain places, for sure.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Artists end up making music that can find its way there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But they don't want the real.
Yeah,
they don't want the real.
Yeah,
I know in you know, the Latin Grammys, there's always been this kind of
controversy.
Yeah, but same thing with the regular Grammys, right? Yeah, we're disappointed they don't got the right hip hop albums.
Oh, they've gotten better.
They've gotten better, but the Latin Grammys.
Yeah, they've gotten
right?
better too, though. The Latin Grammys, they've gotten better.
What other markets? Obviously, we know you do well in Latin America, Puerto Rico, here, et cetera. But where else in the world? I know you've won some awards in Europe too. Like, what other markets around the world really mess with you?
My favorite market is Spain. In Spain, like, I don't know, Spain's something else.
Really?
Like, for real, for real. Like, Spain, I feel like I'm Michael Jackson. Like, for
real. Really?
I'm not even joking.
Like, they just connect with you in a different way?
Yeah, like I can't even be, like, when I'm in the hotel, outside, it could be Monday at 10 in the morning, like, 10 early in the morning, and outside, it's going to look like it's a festival or something.
Wow.
Like, that's the hype in Spain, like, for real, for real.
That's so interesting. Like, do you feel a lot of cultural connection when you're in Spain? I mean, obviously, language is a huge thing to connect in, right?
Yeah.
But it is but Spain is totally different than Puerto Rico also.
Yeah, but it's Spanish, too. It's all right. Spanish, though. It's different the way they talk, but it's Spanish. And I don't know Spain. Spain, I've been, my biggest numbers, they're from Spain.
But the funny thing must be, Laura, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like that with artists who are Puerto Rican or Dominican also, there's certain specific slang that will happen that is specific to Puerto Rico.
Right.
So, like, they may be in Barcelona and Madrid and speak Spanish, but there's slang that artists like yourself and Bad Bunny are dropping on songs that they can't understand, right?
A lot of Spanish artists don't understand me because if they ain't from Puerto Rico, they don't understand me sometimes because they say I talk too fast.
Yo, but it's the same in English, though, because English.
Exactly.
There's rappers from the UK.
Exactly.
That people who live in America will say, I don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, right. I hear understand most of it, but there are words they're saying that I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Same idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Same idea.
That happens. Even the Spanish people sometimes they don't understand this.
But at the same time, flip side of that coin, though, it's not like any of those British artists are as big here as Anuel is in Spain.
Right.
So it's different. They connect for real. Right. But also, Europe's different. They connect with random things, you know?
I went, bro.
They're more open-minded.
They are.
Culturally.
I did this concert. It was like 30,000 people. I had a year straight just touring. So I was like, literally, I just came out of prison. Like, sometimes I was singing I don't even know where I was singing at, like in a country, because it was like a lot of shows. And I did this show, it was lit, sold out, boom, bam, boom. I got to the hotel, when we started talking, bro, we was in Italy. Nobody even talked Spanish.
They said, they still sang everything. Yeah, you didn't even notice.
Yeah, like that.
You thought you was in Spain. Like, that's one of you the were actually in Italy and surprised that they didn't speak Spanish.
Like, nobody told me.
I was like, yeah, that's the first time it happened to me, so I was surprised.
That's funny. You mentioned Tego earlier. We talked about Tego, but what were some of the OGs that really embraced
shout to Tego,
you?
Man. Love you, brother.
Yes. That really embraced you when you were coming up and throughout your career.
For real, yeah, for the biggest OGs that really helped me, Tego and a lot of people helped me, for real. I can't really say nothing about the whole Spanish industry. When I was in prison, everybody was screaming Free and also. But the OGs, Tego and Ñengo Flow, both of them, always. And Ñengo Flow was the first famous rapper in Puerto Rico to record with me. Mm. And Tego was like the first legend to record with me too. Before I went to prison, and while I was in prison, he paid for one of my lawyers too.
Wow!
So, yeah, he kept it real, and I had just met him too when he did that. So
why do you think he did it? Why do you think he took an interest in you?
Oh no, he
knows where you're from, yeah, son. He knows.
He just did it out of his heart. He see me. He used to see me for real. Like he wanted to help me. Like he used to really see I was trying to make it in the music business, and not like I was trying to really focus on the music thing.
You ever have moments, you spent time, at least it says as part of your story, that there were times that you spent like 90 days in solitary?
Yeah.
That's out there, at least, as a thing. How, spending time in solitary, nothing could be further from the life you're living right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're staying in 5-star hotels, living an amazing life. Do you ever wake up and have days when you go back to that place and think about?
Yeah, every day.
Still every day?
Yeah, every day. It's not like it's something that
haunts you.
Yeah, it's not that, but it's just like, I don't know, the system is so, come on, how do you say that in English? Like, so...
Like, rigged?
Everything is psychological.
Psychological. It plays games with your mind.
Yeah, that you stay with that.
Okay.
In your mind. Sometimes I finish probation, and sometimes I be waking up, sometimes thinking about...
do I violate?
When I'm about to get in a plane or this or that, like, the way I be moving... Sometimes I just be moving like if I'm still in probation.
So you know Good. That's a safe way to be.
Yeah, so I just keep doing things straight and things the right way.
But you're totally off probation now. You can move around, do whatever you want. Yeah, you're straight now. Yeah.
That's great. You brought up Spain. Rosalia, you know, she's a super big artist from Spain. Amazing young lady. Very talented. Y'all collaborating?
Nah, I've never collaborated with her.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I know her though. Yeah, and she.
So she's not on the upcoming album. I'm basically trying to get you to world surprise. Nah. That's where I'm going. But the new album, I heard there's multiple album covers where you're paying homage to.
It got like 3 or 4 album covers.
And now, am I understanding right? Like you're paying homage to like some classic hip hop or something like that?
Yeah, it's called in Spanish, like Leyenda Nunca Muere, Legends Never Die. So. Like I'm the type of artist. Like I've been through ups and downs, and when I've been downs, like it's really been, like I've been through hell and back. So I really got inspired. I'm the type of artist that really get inspired by artists like let's say McGregor or let's say like Tyson, let's say Muhammad Ali. A lot of these legends that they lost in the middle of the process, right? They lost, a lot of people died of them, a lot of people turned their back on them, but they really just stayed focused and the mindset was on another level, and that's how they ended up reaching this legend status, right? So that really inspired me, so I wanted to project that to my fans so they really see where my mind stayed at and where, like, my life at right now. A lot of people see it like a lifestyle, but this is my life, literally, like, I really live this, like, every day, like I be out there like that. You see me famous. I still be going to the clubs, like I still be going out now and then, putting pressure this that. Like I live it for real.
Did you feel that people's status as a legend, you think is more about how they respond to adversity than just being successful? It seems like you admire people not just for being successful, but how do they bounce back from the problems?
Yeah, it's not just that, but that says. More than any word. That says more than 100 words.
Yeah, being able to bounce back as opposed to just be on top when you're on. It's easy to be on top when things are all going great.
It's not that it's easy, but it's more easy just to get to the top there, just and stay there for a while. Like right now, I've been at the top for a while, and it's more easy to get there than to stay there.
Right, right.
You had a very public relationship with Karol G, and without, you don't have to give me any details or anything, but what did you learn from that, and would you ever have another public relationship?
I don't know, in that type of, question, like, I just live life, it's whatever happens, for real. Like, I don't be planning on meeting somebody today, tomorrow. I don't know if I'll talk to her ever again or not. Like, I just live life. I'm focused on the money, on the music, on this album. I'm trying to make this album the biggest album of my career thus far. So I'm straight. I'm just working.
That was a long way of saying I don't want to answer that question. Yeah, that was a long way around.
The PC answer, but fine, we'll take it. Yeah.
No, but like, no, real talk, because y'all are both ask you this, right? People are going to ask. So,
and then some people keep their relationships private.
And some people, because y'all had a big hit called Secret, Secreto, but you didn't keep it a secret. Yeah, we had
it.
The secret was out.
Yeah.
But it was a good moment. Yeah. We did a few
live
hits.
Life. You live life. It was a great one. All good things come to an end.
Yeah.
Love you, Ma. It was good.
Yeah.
I want to play a record. Do we have a single off this new album yet? What's the single?
Yeah. Which one? What, like?
The one
that
you released 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Dictadura.
Taura?
Taura. It did like 23 million views in 24 hours.
Sheesh.
Like in an hour, it already had a million views.
An hour?
Yeah. And this is the first single I dropped like in 7 months.
Wow.
I took a time off. I kept recording, but like I wasn't dropping music.
In English, dictadura is dictator? What is dicta?
Dictador is dictator. Like... Yeah, it's almost the dictator is what the dictator does.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the boss, almost like the man in charge or whatever, man or woman in charge. Listen, it's been a pleasure catching up with you, man. Thanks for coming by the program.
Already know, thank y'all for having me.
Congratulations on all your success and moving out here. And you know,
Laura, you think I could pull off the Unwell? Because like we have some beard similarities. Okay. You think I could shave the mustache and keep just the beard?
You gotta shave it for real.
I think you gotta really be aggressive because you gotta keep it completely clean.
Yeah, but
to the
he's
beard
got hair.
What?
So it balances it out, right?
See, like,
so
he's got his face framed.
Right.
If you leave this, then it's just
it would look weird if I don't have hair here. More hair here. I can't just have my hair start here.
Nah.
And he's probably got someone to line his shit up. He's got 24 hours a day, someone walking by.
I mean, look at his hair. He's lined up. He's clean. Got bangs and shit.
He's got tattoos. Fancy jacket. That's true.
His eyebrows are better than yours, too.
You can't even see his eyebrows.
Look, he Puerto Rican. You know they don't play with my eyebrows, kid.
They gotta be clean.
He pulled the glasses down.
You go to Puerto Rico with hairy eyebrows.
You can't do it.
Women look at you crazy. Right? Like, they look at you like you're dirty or something. Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, man.
Love, bro.
Minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the morning.
Wake up.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Pay attention, we got Keisha from Brooklyn on the line, people.
Yeah,
Keisha wants to play ride or die.
What's up, Keisha?
Hey.
Keisha, what's the matter?
Okay, so I'm sorry, I had to eat out my job real
quick. Wait, Keisha, where you work?
I work for the Office of Student Suspensions, where kids get in trouble in school and we kick them out.
That sounds pleasant.
Wow.
Unfortunately, somebody got to protect your kid that's sitting in there that's not doing wrong.
True. I'm glad we got Keisha. And Keisha, when she's trying to relieve some stress and not pay attention to all the horrible things she's doing at work. She calls Hot 97 to play Rodney.
I like it.
So now you want to drive your boyfriend Mike crazy, right, Keisha?
He's actually my husband, and I want to drive him crazy. I want to tell him that he needs to come and get me because I got into it with one of the parents up here. Because I tend to argue with the parents.
All right, Keisha, here we go. We call him Mike. Tell her the rules, Laura Stouse.
Keisha, you got 30 seconds to pull this off, okay? Are you sure? Okay. You got this.
I think I do.
Here we go.
Turn call up, Mike. Keisha.
Hello.
Babe, I need you to hurry up and come to my job. Hello?
What happened?
I got in trouble. Didn't one of the ladies that came up with her kid, she was just running her
here.
Mouth. We got into
got
it. I slapped
you. You
her. And now
here.
My boss is telling me, hurry up and leave because
I'm about to
she wants to fight. And they don't want to let me fight. You
all
come
right,
in?
I'm
there.
Put
your hands on
me. All right?
I'm getting up. I'm coming now.
Yeah!
Okay.
Yeah! What the fuck?
Hey, yo, Mike, you're on Hot 97. Keisha wanted to see if you was ride or die.
Wow.
You're ride or die. We learned two things today. Number one, you're ride or die. That's a beautiful thing. Number two, Laura Stouse is way too comfortable being that crazy bitch.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Another installment of Curve. We got Alexander on for Curve. Alexander, how many tenders just a smash and dash, somebody says? Like, they just, people go on there and
that's
just boom.
Yes.
It depends on what you want to use it for. I mean, I look at it as more, you know, a serious thing. I want to meet somebody for real.
So, Alexander, you went out with a girl named Jessica, but she never hit you back after the date. Why?
I don't even know. I mean, we went out. I felt like she liked me a lot. I mean, we had a little kiss afterwards.
Okay.
You know,
here we go.
Cool.
Kiss, all right.
I mean, once they tell you that they kiss, we got to get the other person on the phone for this Curve and figure out what really happened here. There was no problem at the dinner.
Nah, not at all. I mean, we hit it off.
Okay, let's call Jessica and see what she has to say.
Hello?
Jessica, it's Ebro.
Hey, how are you?
Hi,
hey.
Jessica.
Jessica, we're on the radio right now. Thanks for coming on our segment called Curved.
Gotcha.
You curved Alexander. Why?
This guy was, like, so touchy-feely on our first date.
Okay, like, touched you where?
When we got to the restaurant, I gave him a hug, and we've been talking for, like, a couple of weeks or whatever, so he's cool. I like him. As soon as I gave him a hug, he held on for mad long and, like, real tight. Like,
that's right.
Kind of, like, creepy, like, didn't want.
Sometimes you gotta do that.
Chill. Wait, wait, Jessica, are you shapely? You got big butt, big boobs?
Hello.
I wouldn't, I mean, I would go have somebody.
I mean, because he might have just been, you know, wanting to feel the bosom a little bit against his chest.
Facts.
On the first date?
I mean, look, it's right there. Sometimes
facts.
You want to hug up tight.
No, no, no. Okay, Jessica, so what
facts.
Happened afterward? Besides the hug, you guys sat down, had dinner, what happened?
Like, yeah, so we sat down, and then this guy, he took the same side as the booth as me. Like, who does that?
He shared the same side of the booth.
Okay.
That happened to Rosenberg when the gay dude tried to holler at you.
That's true. That's not a move I'm a fan of.
All right, so already too close, invading your personal space.
Exactly. And while he's over there, he tries to, like, put his hand on my knee.
Mm.
He's, like, trying to hold my hand. He just, like, stop touching me.
Oh, no.
So,
Jessica, how did it all end?
And so I'm trying to give him a hug, and then while I'm trying to hug him, he's still trying to kiss me. And I'm like, can you please back up? Like, I wasn't out. Like, I'll go to the right. He put his face to the right with me. I'm trying to dodge him.
Yeah, respect it.
No, he was too much. So uncomfortable. I just wasn't. I had fun talking to him before I met him.
That's not good. That sounds like he was
so
right.
So you never hit him again. How many times did he text you after it was all said and done?
Still texting me. It still kept going. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it.
Oh, hell no.
Well, Jessica, I'm sure you're going to be happy about this. Alexander's actually on the phone right now.
Facts.
Yes. Come on. Yes. Come on.
So, wait, Alexander, slow down now. How do you feel about what she said?
I mean, I think she was just looking at it just from the wrong perspective. I mean,
wow.
I'm an affectionate person. I mean, that's just...
But you didn't know her like that.
I mean, I felt we had a level of closeness. I felt like
she disagreed.
You know,
it was the first date.
I mean, it didn't do much. I didn't even touch your arm maybe here and there. I mean,
Alexander, there's no part of your brain right now that's like, yo, I got this woman on the line. I should apologize and try to ask her out again.
Facts.
You're not thinking that through?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would never want her to feel uncomfortable. I mean, I really liked her a lot. I mean, and I still do. It would be great to go out on, you know, some more dates and build something real.
And Alexander, now you say, and I apologize.
Go ahead.
And I am sorry if I made you feel uncomfortable.
There you go.
There we go. All right, Alexander. Now, all right, so now, Jessica, how do you feel about his apology?
I mean, you cool, but ow, I'm sorry.
Come on, Jess, you got to give me another chance.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't have to do anything.
She doesn't.
And she won't.
God, pressure, Patty.
Look, maybe it got off to a bad start. Look, I like you. I know you like me. I think we should really give this a second chance.
You too much. Like, you exactly. You trying to tell me what to do. You too touchy feel. Like, you just, no. I'm sorry.
When we first met, you said you wanted someone that's sensitive. So, I mean, I brought you to sensitivity.
Sensitivity has nothing to do with acting like a creep and a weirdo. Like,
creep.
All right, this is done.
All right,
Chester,
we done.
Chester, Lester, you're out of here.
All right. Yo.
Yo, Laura,
yo.
Too far.
Come on, Jeff. One more time. Just
no, Alexander, time. Now it's getting weird. Now it's getting weird. She already
Congratulations.
Said no,
you played yourself.
Alexander, you're going to be all right, bro. Just chill. You got
to
calm down.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, man.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Seven Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.